He is Iran's chief negotiator to end the war in the Middle East. But 64-year-old Mohammed Bagher Kalibaf has worn many hats in the Islamic Republic before becoming one of its most important figures. Born in 1961, he joined the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps upon its establishment in 1980. He was 19 years old when he saw his first combat during the Iran-Iraq War. He later developed close ties with General Qasem Soleimani and rose through the ranks of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard to become one of its commanders. In 1998, he was appointed commander of the IRGC's Aerospace Force, before becoming chief of police command 1 year later. He ran unsuccessfully for president 4 times, but became mayor of Tehran, a position he held for more than a decade. In May 2020, Kalibaf became Iran's parliamentary speaker, replacing Ali Larijani, close advisor to the late Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Both Khamenei and Larijani have since been killed in U.S.-Israeli airstrikes, making Kalibaf one of the regime's most senior figures.
Hierarchically speaking, since the death of Ali Larijani in the construction of the Islamic Republic, he was the one with the most power, since he had been the Speaker of Parliament since 2020. So after Larijani's death, de facto, he became the leader of Iran officially.
Though Kalibaf has publicly been one of the U.S. and Israel's fiercest critics, repeatedly threatening both of them and Gulf countries online, media reports say that he is one of the Iranian officials most favored by the Trump administration. According to Politico, he is one of several figures eyed by Washington to become a partner in Iran's future. And Israeli government sources have suggested U.S. officials have been in touch with Kalibaf during the war. The parliamentary speaker has denied these claims.